Listen to the story and mark the statements below 1 to 10 with C if they are true, F if they are false, and NS if there is no information about the facts in the recording. You will hear the recording twice. Now you have 30 seconds to look through the statements. Now we begin.
Mikhail Lomonosov was a Russian polymath, scientist and writer, who made important contributions to literature, education and science. Among his discoveries were the atmosphere of Venus and the law of mass conservation in chemical reactions. His spheres of science were natural science, chemistry, physics, mineralogy, history, art, philology, optical devices, and others. Lomonosov was also a poet and influenced the formation of the modern Russian literary language. Lomonosov was born in the village of Denisovka in Arkhangelsk Governorate, on an island not far Cholomogory in the far north of Russia. His father, Vasily Lomonosov, was a fisherman and shipowner who amassed a small fortune transporting goods from Arkhangelsk to Pustovyorsk, Solovki, Kola, and Lapland. He remained at Denisovka until he was 10, when his father decided that he was old enough to participate in business ventures, and Lomonosov began accompanying Vasily on trading missions. Learning was young Lomonosov's passion, however, not business. In 1724, his father married for the third and final time. Lomonosov and his stepmother Irina had an acrimonious relationship. Unhappy at home and intent on obtaining a higher education, which Lomonosov could not receive in Denisovka, he was determined to leave the village. In 1730, at 19, Lomonosov went to Moscow on foot because he was determined to study. Lomonosov obtained admission into the Slavic Greek Latin Academy by falsely claiming to be a priest's son. That initial falsehood would nearly get him expelled from the academy a few years later when discovered. Lomonosov lived on 3 kopecks a day, eating only black bread and kvass, but he made rapid progress scholastically. In 1736, Lomonosov was awarded a scholarship to St. Petersburg Academy. He plunged into his studies and was awarded a 2-year grant to study abroad at the University of Marburg in Germany. The University of Marburg was among Europe's most important universities in the mid-18th century, due to the presence of the philosopher Christian Wolff, a prominent figure of the German Enlightenment. Lomonosov became one of Wolff's personal students while at Marburg. This connection had been the most influential of Lomonosov's life. Between 1739 and 1740, he studied mineralogy, metallurgy, and mining at Burgrat Henkel's laboratories in Freiburg, Saxony. There he intensified his studies of German literature. Lomonosov quickly mastered the German language, and in addition to philosophy, seriously studied chemistry, discovered the works of 17th century Irish theologian and natural philosopher Robert Boyle, and even began writing poetry.
Now you have 30 seconds to choose your answers. Now listen again.
Mikhail Lomonosov was a Russian polymath, scientist and writer, who made important contributions to literature, education and science. Among his discoveries were the atmosphere of Venus and the law of mass conservation in chemical reactions. His spheres of science were natural science, chemistry, physics, mineralogy, history, art, philology, optical devices and others. Lomonosov was also a poet and influenced the formation of the modern Russian literary language. Lomonosov was born in the village of Denisovka in Arkhangelsk Governorate, on an island not far Cholomogory in the far north of Russia. His father, Vasily Lomonosov, was a fisherman and shipowner who amassed a small fortune transporting goods from Arkhangelsk to Pustovyorsk, Solovki, Kola and Lapland. He remained at Denisovka until he was 10, when his father decided that he was old enough to participate in business ventures, and Lomonosov began accompanying Vasily on trading missions. Learning was young Lomonosov's passion, however, not business. In 1724, his father married for the third and final time. Lomonosov and his stepmother Irina had an acrimonious relationship. Unhappy at home and intent on obtaining a higher education, which Lomonosov could not receive in Denisovka, he was determined to leave the village. In 1730, at 19, Lomonosov went to Moscow on foot because he was determined to study. Lomonosov obtained admission into the Slavic Greek Latin Academy by falsely claiming to be a priest's son. That initial falsehood would nearly get him expelled from the academy a few years later when discovered. Lomonosov lived on 3 kopecks a day, eating only black bread and kvass, but he made rapid progress scholastically. In 1736, Lomonosov was awarded a scholarship to St. Petersburg Academy. He plunged into his studies and was awarded a 2-year grant to study abroad at the University of Marburg in Germany. The University of Marburg was among Europe's most important universities in the mid-18th century, due to the presence of the philosopher Christian Wolff, a prominent figure of the German Enlightenment. Lomonosov became one of Wolff's personal students while at Marburg. This connection had been the most influential of Lomonosov's life. Between 1739 and 1740, he studied mineralogy, metallurgy, and mining at Burgrat Henkel's laboratories in Freiburg, Saxony. There he intensified his studies of German literature. Lomonosov quickly mastered the German language, and in addition to philosophy, seriously studied chemistry, discovered the works of 17th century Irish theologian and natural philosopher Robert Boyle, and even began writing poetry.
Now you have 20 seconds to complete the task and transfer your answers to the answer sheet. This is the end of the listening task.